Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you score 21 seconds into a game. That is truly a game changer, isn't it?
Oh, big time. I mean, you want to get up, you want to get a lead, especially on those guys. And, you know, that was obviously, you know, it was a big shot in the arm, and it kind of got our fans into it as well.
I believe the terminology that Bob Motzko used was we had a blunder. You got to take advantage of blunders too, don't you?
Well, yeah, we all have blunders, though. But, yeah, I mean, again, things are going to happen. You're going to have blunders. You're going to have blunders early. You're going to have blunders in the middle, and you're going to have blunders late. You just want to make sure that the puck doesn't go in the back of the net, and that's what happened in that particular play.
You had made a lot of changes at Augustana and also last weekend with Minnesota. You've got a couple of spots that are different, but a lot of your lines tonight are, for the most part, back to where they were a few weeks ago. What have you seen in practice this week that has led to that?
Well, it's nothing really in practice. I mean, we actually have had a lot of guys out in practice. We didn't have much of a roster this week. A lot of guys were taking days off, and some guys a couple days off just because they're banged up. And but again, we're just moving the guys around. We've got to play guys more, and we're just moving guys around, Schulze.
Specifically with Dante Lawson, it appears that you can put him with anybody, and you can put him right side, left side, doesn't seem to matter. Not necessarily him in particular, but if you want to go with him in particular, that's fine. What are some of the characteristics you need from a guy that literally can play with anyone and play anywhere?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of it is experience, have the experience, understanding on you know, how we want to play. I think he has the ability, and you kind of alluded to it, Schulze. He can play on the offhand. He can play on the forehand. You know, Dante's a smart player. So, you know, by him being smart, he's adaptable. That's probably the best way of putting it.
What are some of the things that a player needs to be good on their offhand side?
They got to have good hands. They have to have, and again, they've got to be able to make some plays. They got to be able to think because, again, the play's a lot different on your forehand than it is on your backhand. And when you're on your backhand, you don't have as much time. You got a lot more time on your forehand to make that play. On your backhand, you don't have as much time. But there's also some advantages also being on your offhand. I think on the breakout, a lot of times you can protect the puck, and you know, that play might just be a little easier depending on who you are.
On to Mattias Scholl. He has been a really good goalie in his time here. He may have taken that to another level last week. You've got two other goalies on your roster that need to have competition during practice. How does a coach generate competition for goalies that, you know, month and a half, 2 months into the season, haven't seen the ice yet?
I don't really do anything, to be honest with you. We just play. We just practice. And, you know, their job is to stop pucks in practice. Their job is to make me not notice them, probably is the best way of putting it, because if I notice them, that means they're letting pucks in or they're playing really good. So, Schulze, there's no scientific approach is what I'm getting at.
Well, and I think it's safe to say that everybody in your locker room knows that this is Matthias's net right now, right?
100%. I mean, it is the way it is.
Yeah. More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to St. Thomas, a team that is expected by media and coaches in this league to have a pretty good season. They're a veteran team. I mean, you look, they've only been playing for a few years, but they got guys that are, you know, they're over 100 games played. Roster construction-wise, what do you like about what they kind of offer?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't really analyzed their roster construction. It's just, you know, they've had a huge advantage that a lot of teams don't have. It's called the transfer portal. And you don't sit out a year anymore. So that's been it was huge timing and a huge benefit for those guys. And I think they've done a good job taking advantage of that.
Fans and coaches and media members can think what they want about the portal, but a guy like Ethan Gower, he played for you for a year during COVID when, quite honestly, every team was, you know, looking for a few extra bodies just in case that year. Then he transfers to St. Thomas, and he'll be playing in his 119th game tonight.
Yeah.
The portal works for a guy like that, and it seems that both stops, Bemidji and now St. Thomas, have worked for Ethan.
Yeah.
Is that safe to say?
Well, yeah, I don't know if it worked for us. He was only here a half a year. It wasn't a year. He came at Christmas time when Anchorage said they weren't going to play during COVID. So he didn't get much of a chance here and much of an opportunity. But I'm really happy for Ethan. He's a heck of a kid. He's solidified himself as a really good defenseman at St. Thomas. He eats up a lot of minutes. They wanted him back for a fifth year. He's playing on the power play. He just plays a key role. And, the portal definitely worked in his favor.
Special teams numbers, pretty similar, both power play and penalty kill between both of these teams. What are some of the areas that you think will make or break this weekend?
Who knows, Schultz? I don't have a crystal ball. I think that's my line about every third interview with you, but I don't have a crystal ball. Who knows? But their power play's really been effective as of late. They started off, I think, I could have it wrong. They won for 20, won for 21, but I think they got four goals in their last five games, something like that. So they're having more success on the power play. They're playing with a lot more confidence. They got a lot of talent back there. So, we have to be aware of that.
I know that Lake State isn't on your roster yet for a couple of weeks, but there was a stat that I saw of them this week that I'm like, whoa. They're 37 for 37 killing penalties so far this year. Did you know that?
No, I had no clue. I don't. And again, I probably should look at stats more. I don't look at I very rarely look at stats.
Well, I don't usually look at them, a couple of weeks out in advance, but the other one jumped. I'm like, wow, that is... That's a little mind-boggling.
That is. No, that's off to a good start right there for those guys. Congratulations to Lake State and whoever's running their kill right there.
Hopefully it cools off in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Best of luck tonight, Tom.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Your starting lineup's next here on the Beaver Radio.